Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb time. Happy Throwback Thursday to you. Having a little bit of Super Bowl fun. And going back to Super Bowl memories is always good, but it's not as good as the good of the day. Let's get to it.
All right, the good of the day. You know, we always highlight Bills Mafia.
Yeah, Bills Mafia.
Before,
they donated money and do all sorts
things
of stuff
like that. You know what? But I have another one of those stories. This time with Lions fans.
What have they done?
They have donated more than $20,000 to center Frank Ragnow's Rags Remembered Foundation as a way to thank him for his gritty performance this past weekend.
Yeah, he was played hurt. He played hurt.
Not only that, Tony, he was dealing with a sprained knee and ankle.
Jeez.
And did not miss a snap.
No. Kid from Arkansas. He's Arkansas tough.
He's Arkansas.
Frank Ragnow.
That's Arkansas. I mean, you got diamonds down in Arkansas.
That's awesome. Well done.
So yeah,
Lions,
I mean,
fans.
Taking a page out of what they did for, you know, Bills Mafia did for their kicker. You know, Lions fans making sure that happens. Now I'm curious. You know, when this story becomes news and people start highlighting it, there's more people that will end up donating. So
sure.
Who knows where it's going to go from here?
It tends to be that way. We follow up good things with good things. It's always like, some guy posts on a GoFundMe, I need like $5,000 for my kid's surgery. And the next thing you know, he's raised $600,000. You know, it's like those kind of things are great stories. Good. Good that the gritty toughness of Frank Ragnow has earned him some money. What was his charity again?
Rags Remembered Foundation.
Do we know what that's for
it
does?
For the kids.
Oh, that's easy. Okay,
yeah.
Just nothing else? Terminally ill kids, kids without dads?
No, it's a foster. He established it in memory of his father, and aims to foster a love of the outdoors in children and their families, with a focus
on
kids and teenagers mourning the loss of a parent.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Very cool. Good for the Lions fans.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
excellent.
I like it.
All right, what is he bad of the day?
You'll like this one.
Okay.
Your brother, not so much.
All right.
How about that? They kind of give you a little tease right there. After a long season calling Monday Night Football games, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman deserve some well-deserved R&R. Would you agree, Tony?
Sure.
They do.
Yeah.
But Aikman refused to schedule a vacation, especially this weekend, because he was all but certain the Cowboys were going to be here.
So he didn't put his vacation request in?
He did not. He felt certain, Tony, the Cowboys would be playing this weekend.
So he said...
He pushed off a vacation because of it. Now, I mean, he'll probably take one after the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, these guys can take whatever they want, but...
Well, it wasn't a bad guess.
No, it's not a bad guess.
Because remember, the Cowboys were the 2 seed. Which meant that this weekend, if everything went to plan,
they would be going to
San Francisco, but they would have done so playing 2 home games.
Yeah,
and so the idea was probably like, yeah, Dallas would probably beat the Packers, and they would have home field advantage against whoever they would play next.
Too tough at home. You can't stop these guys at home.
No. So, yeah. Well, too bad. But isn't he, because he's Troy Aikman, doesn't he just get to go somewhere anyway, like at the last minute?
But my thing was more like, Troy, haven't you learned over the last, 30, almost exactly 30 years? What, we're at 28 years
now,
right? Yeah,
just I'll believe it when I see it kind of thing.
Yeah, like maybe schedule the vacation
and
cancel if you need to.
Well, you know, these Cowboy fans, it's kind of in their blood.
Just kind of set themselves up over and over and over again.
Goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Poor. Man, what are you going to do?
Well, that is traveling around Monday Night Football. It is a lot of work. People, they don't just show up on Sunday and dump into the game. They go, they talk to coaches, they watch practice, they have meetings. It's a big setup. So, yes, he deserves a trip to maybe Acapulco or wherever he wants to go. Tahiti, Fiji.
Yeah, he should have gone this weekend.
Should have gone this weekend.
Yep.
Take the long flight to Australia. Watch some tennis.
There
whatever
you go.
It is you want to do.
There you go.
Go golfing.
Cheer on Coco Gauff.
Cheer on Coco Gauff.
Is she still in it?
Go golfing in the Bahamas. I don't care.
And I think the results come out next week.
What do you do if you're Joe Buck? Do you go home with the kids, or do you tell your wife Michelle Beisner that you got to get out of town? Got to take the kids out of school and get out of town
on a guys only trip, or maybe. Oh, you take the family with you?
Yeah, take the family with me. Like, kids are in school, but we got to go.
Can those guys ever come back and go, yeah, honey, I'm just going to, me and the boys, we're going to go on a fishing weekend.
Yeah. No, she's going to be like, your whole job is a guy's weekend.
Exactly.
That's your existence is a guy's weekend.
Yeah. Why don't you fish next time you're up in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Calling a game.
You should have heard what my wife said to me the other day. She left for her job at 9 o'clock in the morning. She goes, I don't have to be in the office till 9. I go, okay, cool. At 12 o'clock, she came home for lunch. So 3 hours. I go, 3 hours? So what kind of work is 3 hours? She goes, more than you. I go, ooh. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, really? I was like, okay, that's very nice. Touche.
Is that how we're playing it?
Is that what we're doing?
Fine. Is that what we're doing? All right.
Yeah. You crack the mic and you talk for 3 hours. You see how that works. How about this? I'll run your office. You chat about Jim Harbaugh going to the Chargers. See how that plays out. I probably screw it up. I'll probably be in HIPAA violations and all this
that
stuff
she's got to deal with. You know what? You may bankrupt the company.
Yeah.
And just one click of a key, like, oops.
Oops, sorry.
Didn't mean to deposit all the money there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I'm giving it to PETA.
PETA?
Yeah, you know that
group.
The
people of ethical treatment of animals?
Yeah, they are.
What are they doing now?
Well, I don't know. I didn't bring it up yesterday, but Uga 10 died.
What?
Uga 10.
Why isn't this a lead story?
No, that was
Uga 10 died?
Uga 10.
I'm looking it up right now.
Uga
10
peacefully passed away in his sleep.
Did they give the age of Uga 10?
I have no idea.
Is it Uga X or is it Uga 10?
I'm going Uga 10.
All right.
But
cool.
It is Uga X.
It is.
Or Uga Twitter, if you like.
So I'm looking this up right now, and the first thing they say is he's the winningest mascot in school history.
He did a good job.
He was alive for 2 national championships.
Yeah. He was the heart and soul of those Georgia teams.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So Uga 10 is dead.
Okay.
But I'm giving the dumb to PETA because PETA saw it as an opportunity to promote their agenda this time. And this is just plain. This is kind of like a, what's the word? Like an oxymoron for PETA, right? They're calling out the University of Georgia for promoting unhealthy, breathing impaired, flat-faced breeds like English bulldogs. That doesn't really seem like ethical treatment of an animal, does it?
What?
Belittling another animal.
Yeah, right? So they're mad that these dogs are bred?
They're mad that the University of Georgia keeps using a live animal.
Oh yeah,
as a mascot.
Do they have problems with like Ralphie or Bevo?
Of course, yeah, of course they do.
All that stuff. They're just in cages and they run out on the field.
Yeah,
whatever it is.
But Uga is like, well, it's a dog, man. What else is he doing?
Well, he's not a dog that's kept in a kennel until game time. He belongs to the Siler family in Savannah.
Yep.
Like that, like there, he's the house dog.
Who I guess will be introducing Uga XI.
Uga 11? Uga XI? 11? Yeah. Uga 11? Uga XI? this is a good question. In English monarchy, if the king dies and the son is like 3, he becomes king, but they kind of have somebody going, well,
like
we can't
consort.
Have a 3-year-old. Yeah, like a 3-year-old making decisions is terrible. So we got to have to, until he becomes of age where he's actually going to run the show, we got to do something. Is Uga 11 like too little to be the actual mascot for the Bulldogs?
I mean, that's a good question.
Is he just too much of a little puppy?
Or
not quite ready to carry the jersey of the Uggas yet?
Or do they have a bunch of Uggas and they just go like, he's ready to go?
Is there another family in the state of Georgia that also has Bulldogs that have been vying for their version of the Bulldog to be taking place rather than the Siler Bulldogs have been the mascot for like 70 years? Because I remember when the older Siler just passed away not that long ago. They were like, this family has been providing Bulldogs to Georgia since like 1945 or something. It was crazy. But in a way, isn't there another family going, we got Bulldogs?
Yeah.
why not use us? Well, it's time to break the Siler tradition. We got them over here. We're long-standing Georgia Bulldog fans. Oh, rest in peace, Bulldog Uga 10. That's terrible. Sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then PETA, come on.
Yeah, PETA, like,
what do you have against Bulldogs just standing on a sideline doing nothing?
Doing nothing.
Just like breathing impaired, flat face. I mean, what do you have against them? Would you rather them use a Saluki?
Yeah.
Like the Southern Illinois Salukis? Because that dog has flowing hair.
That is crazy. It's just a dog.
Just a dog.
Home dog. And he gets to wear a cute jersey.
And he's celebrated. I mean, he's
celebrated. He's honored.
He's the most loved dog in the state of Georgia.
Exactly. It's like Reveille at the Texas A&M games. That dog is like a celebrity. People want selfies with Reveille.